Uncle Nathan.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I got you.
Aloha kakahiaka.
Aloha kakahiaka. And it's so good to have you talking to us this morning. We had such a special season this year of Ekani Kapila Kako. Oh. And you are the dessert.
Finale.
You're the finale, the dessert on the whipped cream. You're the ready whip, baby, on top, the cherry on top. The cherry on top. That's what it is. And
yeah.
And we are so, so happy to have you talking to us this morning.
Yeah, and Kalamay, I never make them for Linda's time, but that's okay. We stay here now.
That's okay. We're all the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, that's an insult to her. I shouldn't say that. She's far more ma'a than I am at doing this. And I don't do interviews too much because I tend to do more of the talking. Nah, just kidding. But we want to hear about you and what we have to look forward to this evening at Ekani Kapila Kako. You have such a wonderful, colorful history, my friend.
Yeah, well, you know what we're going to do is... I think I'm the only second person this year from Kauai that is, you know, was asked to share some of the music. Mama Ani and Eti Ile Beniamina were the first. You know, they did an excellent job. So I thought that, you know, since they don't use a lot of Kauai people, I would share my stage with other Kauai composers.
That is so
cool. So it's not just me. It's Fred Aki, and he'll be sharing one of his compositions.
Nice.
And there's Maka Heron.
Maka, oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Boom Shakalaka Maka. And then, years ago, I wrote a song for Doric, and he'll be singing his song that I wrote for him.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, and then I'll be sharing five of my original songs that I wrote. One is an alphabet song that I just wrote. Because
cool.
I thought, oh, how can we teach the people the alphabet, yeah? I mean, you know, the pronunciation of the Hawaiian vowels and stuff like that.
Right.
And most of the alphabet songs that we know do not include the Okina.
That's correct.
You know, Okina is now a part of our
language. It's practically
language.
A letter, that's right.
Yeah, so I wrote my own, and it
nice.
Comes with motions.
Nice.
So we'll be teaching the people that this evening, and then I'm teaching one of my songs that I have on my last album, Ginger Patch, and then we'll have some hula dancing. You know, we're going to teach all the stuff, and then all the surprises going to come after the break.
Great.
We have quite a few surprises coming up.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. You have surprises, Uncle Nathan. You're full of them. We're full of them. I know it's going to be a scream, laugh, die, laugh kind of night, and maybe a little bit tears in the corner of the eye too.
Yeah,
Uncle Nathan, you do so much for our community, and I'd like to go back a little bit if you don't mind.
Okay, sure.
I know that my classmate from Kamehameha, Ekolu Panui.
Oh, yeah.
It was a dear friend of yours, and you and, what was it?
Larry.
Larry.
Duhai Long Saad, yeah.
Started a composer's contest way back in the day.
Right.
And now you guys were a music group together, right?
Right. We're called Malie. We didn't like each other very much, but we loved Hawaiian music, and that's what brought us together. You know, we accidentally took hula together. I had just met the two of them, and I was like, no way. And then I went to, take hula, and then the next week, the two of them showed up. I was like, no way. The three of us didn't like each other. You know, attitude, yeah?
Well,
you know, when you're young, you get attitude, but it was through hula and the Hawaiian music. That's what really kept us together.
That brought you together.
Our love for, you know, our culture.
A common goal.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that actually made us stay together, I think, was also the language. You know, we were not native speakers, but, we wanted to express ourselves in music.
Yes,
through our language, but, you know, we was like stuck, so...
And this is the late 70s and early 80s when there was kind of a renaissance and reawakening in the interest of Hawaiian studies, because I recall graduating myself and wanting to, you know, be a Hawaiian studies teacher. I set out to be a Hawaiian studies teacher. So there was a great, you know, energy behind learning Hawaiian music and Hawaiian language. So take it from there now. So what did you do with that?
Well, what we did decided to do was, since we couldn't speak, and we formed the Malie Scholarship so that we could send somebody to school. But Punana Leo had just started, the so pre-Hawaiian school. So we decided we would form a scholarship and go send a child to school to go learn the language on our behalf.
To Punana Leo.
And I'm happy to, you know, I know Ecole and Larry would be so pleased, because our first student is a teacher at down Kekaha at the Hawaiian Language School.
You see, when you plant that seed, you planted that seed.
Yeah, so I'm so pleased, you know, that it worked.
Yes, it did.
And we still, you know, fund with the scholarship fund is still on.
And it doesn't take hundreds of thousands of dollars. It just took $300 and you started something.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That's fabulous.
Yeah, and
you should be very proud.
Yeah, I am. I really am. And halo ke akua.
Yes.
For all this help to, you know, us to get things done. So I look forward to seeing everybody tonight. You know, coming tonight, and please come and say hello to me.
Very
you know, give your aloha. And,
very good.
Yeah.
And you know, I hope you share with us a little bit more about the Malie Foundation and the Kauai Mokihana Festival, and talk to us about the Malie Foundation and what is the goal and what are you continuing to do with that organization.
Well, you know, we decided over I think several years ago that perhaps we should, you know, we took our whole thing to OHA for a grant, and they came, they looked at our purpose and you know, and told us you're not fulfilling your mission, and our mission is to educate, that's number one, promote and perpetuate Hawaiian culture, and they were very blunt with us, you're not fulfilling your mission, what you're doing is you're providing entertainment, and that really hit me hard, and so we had to refocus and you know, decide, okay, educate, how do we do that? So we decided to choose a theme every year for Mokihana Festival. And so this year our theme is Year of Olelo Hawaii.
Year of Olelo Hawaii, correct.
And so our wonderful mayor declared March as Year of Olelo, I mean the month of Olelo Hawaii on Kauai.
Yes.
And
and encouraging Kauai businesses perhaps to maybe write their checks in Hawaiian. Or,
and even individuals, yes, write your checks in Hawaiian, and we have a brochure out. You know, I'll bring some tonight, you know, and promote that. And we just had our third lecture, which was A Sense of Place, which was given by Auntie Ile Benenina. And the next one coming up is Ohana, Past and Present, and it's done by a wonderful man from Oahu, Ku'ule Aloha Kauli'a. And so we have seven or eight lectures planned throughout the whole year that has to do with Olelo Hawaii. So that's how we do it.
That's great.
You know, last year we took our whole board to the Big Island. We stayed at a home, and we had a five-year strategic plan that we put together. You know, and so we can, you know, follow our plan.
That's great. That's great. And we're, you know, we're so proud of you and what you're doing for this community. And I tell you, you're such a blessing to have, to share the music that you do. And you have, you know, a number of CDs out. The most latest is Ginger Patch, yes?
Ginger Patch,
and the and the Ginger Patch songbook that goes with it. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
So you can sit down and anybody can learn these songs. And you got the chords right there. And I see some beautiful pictures and short bios with some friends of ours. And oh my goodness, the class of 1966. And there you are, cannot miss. And you know, and Auntie Nona Beamer, who I learned hula from, is a little grade schooler. And
she was my cool.
What a great teacher she was. Never got mad.
Yeah, so I was glad. Just before the interview, the last song you played was Kuhoa, and that was written by Auntie Nona. So for me, it was like one Hawaii learn. I want just one little Hawaii learn. Oh yeah, okay, you know.
Yes.
Yeah,
so, so that's and that's just all part of what you can expect this evening at Ekani Kapila Kako. This is, as we say, it's wrapping up the season with another fabulous season thanks to Auntie Carol Yotsuda.
Yeah,
I tell you, That woman is beyond awesome, and so
like that battery that never dies.
She's the Ever-Ready of Kauai.
Yeah, she's the Ever-Ready battery of Kauai.
She's our Kauai Ever-Ready bunny, and we love her, and you as well, Uncle Nathan. So you have boundless energy. And so that's tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Kauai Beach Resort. And it
come
is
early because, you know, people are at it.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Come early.
700 people show up.
Absolutely.
Wow.
We want to swamp that place. Swamp it. And so get down there early. It's a last evening. It's the it's going to be a great evening. And, of course, surprises in store for you.
Yeah.
Happy surprises.
Surprises.
Happy surprises. And so, Uncle Nathan, we thank you so much.
Yeah.
And, you are such a blessing in our lives. We thank you. And so we give a big mahalo to...
thanks to Jerry Brocklehurst, too, the general manager.
Absolutely.
You know, for coordinating with Carol, you know, the sound. And, you know, we all support each other.
That's right.
Each other's efforts, you know.
All working
mahalo.
Together.
Yeah.
All working together. Yeah. So Uncle Nathan, Liberato, Kahikolu, Kahapea, Kalama, we want to thank you very, very much. And we look forward to seeing you this evening. Mahalo.
Hi. Mahalo. Aloha.
Okay, and so.